Welcome. Take a seat and let us continue our tale. Harry clambered aboard the vessel. It was a prolific wooden galleon with masts and magnificent sails that cast enormous shadows over the speedboats in the Sydney harbour. Before long, Harry was sailing with a slightly unexpected speed towards the northern hemisphere. The galleon was a grand old ship, and she still had the pace of a panther. As Harry made progress towards America, he felt a sudden uneasiness. A storm was brewing, a large storm. The air was bitter cold as night began to fall, and the waves crashed harder and harder against the hull.
I will not let the wind and the rain defeat me. Onward.
In the distance, Harry clocked a faint white light. For miles, he had been totally by himself. But his light was getting closer and closer. He was not alone. As the light drew nearer, Harry heard the meaty engine of a speedboat. Then out of nowhere, an object flew straight past Harry's head. The object hit the mast behind Harry and dropped to the ground. It was a greatest hit CD from The Wanted.
Blimey, O'Reilly. I'm being attacked by excess stock.
The speedboat had now gained on the galleon and began to drive by the boat. Harry fell to his knees and more CDs fizzed past him and thrashed against the hull. Harry could feel the panic within him begin to surface. He was cold. He was in the middle of the ocean and he was under attack. Harry scampered across the deck and looked out toward the speedboat as it pulled up alongside the galleon. Harry could see a tall, muscular, curly-haired man clambering on board.
Oh, no. Max's henchman, Jay McGinnis, from The Wanted.
Jay launched more CDs and Harry felt helpless as he scuttled away from the onslaught.
Jeez, album sales were really pitiful.
It was at that point that Harry remembered something.
This was my wife's old didgeridoo. Take it, and it may help you with your quest this Christmas.
Harry still had the didgeridoo. He sprinted the length of the deck and pulled this magnificent wooden pipe from his bag. More CDs came hurtling towards him, but he was able to swat them away with his Australian weapon. Jay broke out into a ferocious march towards Harry and began to scream out the words to a lesser-known Wanted album track.
Enough, shouted Harry. Haven't we all suffered enough?
Jerry was getting closer and was preparing to dispatch a final greatest hits CD. Harry swung his arm back and prepared to throw the blunt instrument. Both their eyes met. Harry's arm pushed past his ear as he released the didgeridoo like a flaming javelin. As the pipe shot through the air, the wind caused an eruption of sound. The didgeridoo made contact with Jay and sent him to a mid-air cartwheel back to his speedboat.
Now that's the greatest hit.
Unfortunately for Jay, there would be no encore. Harry immediately steered the galleon to safety. The wind calmed, the boat steadied, and Harry continued on his journey back to Jade. Godspeed.